names are very important when new children, babies, come into the world. It's usually the case that parents have spent already much time deciding on what that baby's name is going to be, whether it's a boy or a girl, what family members it might be named after. When God spoke concerning His own people, He spoke about a time when He would give them a new name. This is from Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 2, which makes mention that God, He says, "You shall be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord will name." This was a reference to future times when God's people would be recognized as His and this name would be applied to them. God giving that name, it had a reference to the Christian age, to that period of time. It's interesting to study in the New Testament, coming to the book of Acts chapter 11. Of course, Acts is where we read about the church beginning. And so that beginning of the church, that infancy of the church, had in those early days that naming take place. In chapter 11, Acts chapter 11, beginning at verse 19, it says, "Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only." So here are members of the body of Christ, not yet called Christians, but these are the ones who are following this Jesus. And they are being persecuted, and yet the persecution doesn't stop them from their work. They continue on in this work, and wherever they are going, they continue to proclaim this message. They're preaching. However, at this point, the word is being spoken only to the Jewish people. It tells us in verse 20, "But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord." The Hellenists were the Greek-speaking Jews that lived in this part of the world, various areas in the world. Greek was a common language, so not only did they know the Hebrew language, which was their language as a people, but they would speak the Greek language as well. And God was with them and blessed them, He says. And there were, look, a great number who believed and turned to the Lord. So here are these people, and they're being known for their faith. They're being known for their refusal to be stopped in this work that they are doing. You can persecute them and they just go somewhere else and do the same thing. And they're very zealous and they're very on fire. They're very full of faith and they're very effective in what they're doing. Why? The Lord is working with them. Verse 22 says, "Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord." So here's Barnabas. Barnabas is known for what? The encouragement that he gives. So they send this man because of the kind of man that he is and what he will be able to do for the brethren. And he goes to Antioch, and there he helps them. He sees the good that is being done. He encourages them, tells them to keep on keeping on. The Lord will be with them, and the Lord will bless them. For verse 24 says, "He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord." So here, with what was being done by the church in Antioch, the efforts of Barnabas as well added to it, wonderful things are happening. Souls are being added to the body of Christ, and God is being glorified. And then it says in verse 25 that Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. So here is this place, a place where the Christians are zealous and on fire, converting others. Barnabas goes there to encourage them. The work just continues to flourish. Barnabas goes and gets Saul. Saul is added to this work. Also, here you see so much good being done. They're here for a lengthy period of time, and they're here assembling with the church. Many people are being taught. Much good is being done. And here it is, that God chooses to, in His providence, bring about the fulfillment of His word to have His people be named by this name, Christian, or disciple or learner of Christ. We can see the name Christ in Christian. These were those who were learners of or disciples, followers of Jesus Christ. You know, we want people to recognize that that's what we are. By the lives that we live, by the zeal that we have, by our faith, can they look at us and say, that person is a Christian? Sadly, today, most people don't even really know what a true Christian is, because that word is applied simply to people who believe on Jesus Christ and are affiliated with some sort of an organization that also proclaims or believes in Christ Jesus as the Son of God. But we, through the study of the Scriptures, can understand what a Christian truly is. And it is one who has been, because of that faith and that intent to follow Jesus Christ, has given that life, their own soul, to God, rendering obedience to the gospel. There is the faith initially in Jesus Christ, the turning from sin, the acknowledgement of faith in Jesus in confession and baptism, being immersed in water for the remission of sins, because we are taught that that's where we contact the blood of Jesus Christ. And then becoming a part of the family of God, we also understand I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, I am a saint, many names being used, I am a servant of the Lord, I'm also a soldier in the army of Jesus Christ. So there are battles to be fought, there are things to be done in the service of the Lord. And here we find our brethren, the beautiful name Christian being applied to them in Antioch. And it's interesting to see what they were known for and what was happening there. And it would be great for us to desire to attain this same likeness or oneness with them in spirit, in character, in action. These who were zealous, these who were spreading the gospel, these who were turning hearts to the Lord, that much faith in God was being seen and being produced because of their efforts. May God bless each and every one of us in this new year as we go forth. And it's been said many times, and it's true, if each and every one of us decided on a person that we were going to study with and try to lead them to the Lord, great things are going to happen. Great things can be done. And of course, not every effort that you put forth to lead someone becomes fruitful to the point of being baptized into Christ with that person running obedience to the gospel. But when we are sowing the seed, we are fulfilling the work that God has given us to do. And that's a part of our faithfulness to the Lord. That's part of what He expects us to do. And so tonight, if you're here and have not yet obeyed the gospel and become a Christian, we've just mentioned the things that need to be done. If you are a child of God, and you know that your faithful living is essential, that by your day-to-day walk, you glorify and honor God or can bring shame and reproach upon Him. So we choose what to do each day in our lives. And may our lives be that which reflect Christ living in us. May we glorify and honor Him from this day forward. And may we intend always to be the light and the salt that God wants us to be. If you need to come home as a child of God who's become wayward, we can encourage you in that and help you in that as we stand and sing.